Back in 2005, Brian Williams went into the foster care system when he was a teenager. He later left when he was 18. The 22-year-old says overall it wasn't bad, but it was a big learning experience.
After I aged out, you know, moved on my own, been on my own ever since. You know, I always had my own place. Had some jobs, you know, in and out. Did school. I didn't graduate high school until after I aged out. And then I went to Lively Technical, got two trades from there for electronic technology and computer technology. Then I went in TCC to major in criminal justice.
He says he's faced several obstacles while in foster care, and he says the one that comes to mind the most is not having that peer mentor.
Not having that leadership, I don't want to say. It's not having that one person there that you could relate to. You know, by us being younger, we want someone who's around our age or who's not too far, who's basically being a role model. I guess we didn't have that, so it's just hard to relate to a lot of the older people.
That's why he says he's excited to be chosen for a legislative pilot program where he's now working as an IT and telecommunications specialist at the Florida Department of Agriculture Technology Services.
Basically, we're the technology group for the phone lines, phones, computers, software uploads, the system database. I had the IT job before. I didn't stay there long, so this is actually a step up. This, like, doesn't compare to just working, you know, somewhere like in the library with computers. This is something bigger than that.
It's sort of like an internship crossed with a part-time job.
That's Erin Gillespie, spokeswoman for the Ag Department, which is the first state agency to offer this type of program to kids aging out of Florida's foster care system like Williams, who was one of six chosen to participate last month.
They do have mentors assigned to them to help them develop professionally. They're going to be doing things as a group, so it's certainly more involved than, you know, a regular part-time employee, similar to an internship. So we are working with them hands-on, you know, one-on-one to make sure that they have what they need, that they understand, and that they are growing professionally so that if a full-time job does become available, they would be, able to apply for that.
So how did this all start?
I was sitting in my office and I was trying to figure out where there may be some unconventional type places that we could help our kids in foster care and those that had been in foster care. So it just occurred to me, a lot of times they don't have much of a resume when they get out the other side. They're going out into the marketplace looking for gainful employment. And that's a real challenge for them.
Republican Representative Ben Albritton has worked on several previous efforts aimed at helping foster kids, including a new law extending the age of foster kids from 18 to 21, and another that helps foster kids have an easier time obtaining a driver's license. He says his latest project, the Fostering Success Pilot, just builds on those efforts.
So they can go in, these kids can go in, do an internship, and learn real skills from real professionals, and have something that they can take with them the rest of their life, including a resume builder. My hope is long-term is this will spread through all of our government agencies and we have places for these young people to go and participate all across state government.
And Williams, who's taking part in the program, feels the same way. He says he's not only grateful for being part of the first group to experience this type of program, he's also grateful for having a mentor like program coordinator David Struess, who's just a few years older than him.
It's like being the first person on the bus in the morning. You know, you get the best seats. You're the first person or the first group of people to get an opportunity, and then you get to lead by example. Make the way, you know, a lot of the younger guys. So then we can, you know, look back years from now and say, hey, this guy David right here, he introduced us to a program that pays the way for other people. You know, we did great. So it's building a nice resume.
Meanwhile, Albritton says he's in talks with several state agencies to participate in the program. The legislature and the governor already approved about $75,000 for the pilot in this year's budget. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.